Hello everyone. It's been a while since I've made any podcasts. I'm going to try and be better at putting stuff out more regularly and more of a mechanism for comments than the long form recordings of events, although I might still do those. But what I thought I'd try and do is just use this as a way to put some thoughts forward about things that are happening in news generally. One thing that caught my eye today was that the government have been saying to the passport office that if they don't get passports done in a more timely manner, then they might face privatisation. Now, this is fairly ridiculous when you think about it, isn't it? Because who's in charge of the passport office? Ultimately, it's the government. And the government is basically admitting that if it, as its own, if the government doesn't do something about making the passport office better, it's going to give it to somebody else to run. Now think about it, this would be like your boss saying to you, if you don't do a better job, I'm going to close down our company and get some other company to do our work. It's just mad. I mean, really, if the government was interested in getting the passport office to do, well, to do better, basically, and get more passports out, then it would say things like, well, what do you need? Do you need more people? Do you need more money? What do you need? What you don't say to them is, you've got what you have, and if you don't magically get better somehow, we're going to take that all away from you and give it to somebody else to do. Obviously, there is a pro-privatisation agenda from this government to any part of the civil service or a government agency. But what even diehard Tories must say, well, what's this even, what's meant to happen here? What's the passport office meant to do? Let's face it, what you have to do as a passport office are get applications in, process them, and then send passports out. Now, some of that is already in the hands of private companies, like printing the passports, and I believe that's done in France. So they can't really make the printing any faster. That's already being privatised. So what can they do? They can handle the applications. Yeah, sure. Maybe that can be sent out to, I don't know, Capita or somebody. But it's going to be the same people toupied over. I think if I ran the passport office, what I would do is say, well, we need more people, because that's clearly what the delay is. But let's not pretend that if it was privatised, the same money that the government given now would be spent on just more people, because that's not how it works. The people who are handed the service to run will run it for a profit. So assuming that the people who are already there will remain there, because they tend to be, because stupid deals, you know, you can't just change everyone. What's going to happen? They're not going to magic up any more people, are they? They might, I guess, outsource some work to some cheaper company that's going to be abroad, let's face it. So you'll probably send them off to some office in, I don't know, India or something. But anyone who's been involved with any sort of outsourcing, especially overseas, call centres overseas, you know it doesn't cost any less money, ultimately. And that's not knocking the workers in foreign countries. But obviously they're expected to do the same work as somebody here for less money, and then somebody here manages somehow to charge less money but also pocket some money in profit. And everyone knows the frustration of calling call centres in other countries. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work as a way to make something more efficient. It doesn't work as a way to get what you need from the government, like a passport, any faster. So what to do? Give them more people, give them more money. Passports and all other kind of paperwork is being held up at the moment by the combination of COVID restrictions, people working from home, Brexit, which has meant a whole load more paperwork for anything to do with travelling or moving abroad, and people just leaving. What you don't do is say you're going to privatise it, because privatisation is massively disruptive. And they've kind of mentioned doing this as well with the DVLA and driving licences and things, and you think, No. There is nothing. Privatisation does not make things more efficient when it comes to public services.